Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. A suspected Taliban suicide bomber blew himself up inside the U.S. military-run Bagram Air Base in Afghanistan today, killing at least four people, wounding at least 14 others. That attack occurred just outside the dining hall at the base. UN human rights monitors in Iraq are uncovering evidence of growing atrocities against civilians by Islamic State militants as they battle for Mosul. The story from Lisa Schlein now at the UN in Geneva.
UN High Commissioner for Human Rights Zayed Raad Al Hussein spokeswoman Ravina Shamdasani says the UN has come across images of children being forced to carry out executions.
ISIL also posted a video on Wednesday showing four children, believed to be between 10 and 14 years old, shooting to death four people for spying for the ISF and the Peshmerga. The video shows the victims falling into a river nearby.
Shamdasani says there is evidence Islamic State is stockpiling large quantities of ammonia and sulfur in Mosul close to civilian areas. She says this is raising concern that IS intends to use chemical weapons against civilians as part of its strategy to hang on to Mosul. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Tens of thousands of demonstrators in Seoul stage a mass rally today demanding the ouster of President Park Geun-hye. The scandal over a multi-million dollar influence peddling scheme allegedly organized by the president's longtime friend Choi Soon-sil has shattered Park's carefully crafted political image as an incorruptible leader and has left her increasingly isolated and powerless. This is VOA News. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump has put his vice presidential running mate Mike Pence in charge of the transition team. Advisors to Trump said he wants to use Pence's Washington experience to aid a swift transition in January. In addition to Pence, Trump said that three of his five children, Don Jr., Eric, and Ivanka, along with his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, would help with the transition effort, serving on an executive committee. Protesters took to the streets of the U.S. city of Miami, Florida, voicing their opposition to Donald Trump's presidential election win. As night fell, the demonstrators began to march. This man is a Trump supporter out among mostly anti-Trump demonstrators.
My point of view is this is America, and as a veteran, on Veterans Day, it would be inappropriate for someone who stood up for the country for the way it was built to not be here to show support for the country. And that's why I came out, even though I know I'd be outnumbered about 3,000 to 1.
And this woman is an anti-Trump demonstrator.
I'm opposing this man. This man is not going to be my president. He's not going to take away my rights. He's not going to take away the rights of my friends.
Spurred by fear and outrage, protesters around the country rallied and marched as they have done daily since Trump's victory. Spirited demonstrations on college campuses and along downtown streets were mostly peaceful following previous outbreaks of window smashing and fire setting. Demonstrations are being planned for today in Las Vegas, Los Angeles, as well as other cities. Barack Obama's final scheduled foreign trip as President of the United States is likely to take on a more sobering tone after the surprise election of Donald Trump, who had vowed to abandon some of Mr. Obama's priorities. President Obama first travels to Greece, where he will deliver a major speech in Athens on the challenges raised by globalization. From there, he heads to Germany, where he will hold a bilateral meeting with Chancellor Angela Merkel. And from there, the president travels to Lima, Peru, for the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has visited Antarctica ahead of an international climate change conference in Marrakesh, Morocco, next week. Mr. Kerry's aides say the trip was an opportunity for him to learn about Antarctic climate change. While charging into the violent waves at a Maui surf break known as Jaws, a group of women have made history as they competed for the first time in the World Surf League's Big Wave Surfing Competition. Women have pushed for years to be included in the competitions, while organizers have said the contest that it's just too dangerous for women. Competition will include women for the first time this season.
That's the latest world news from VOA.